children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday and as a watch in the night. And in the morning, in the morning, in the morning, they're like the grass which groweth up. Here we have contained the entire plan of God. Thou hast been our dwelling place to all generations. How true that is. All the virgins can truly say that God is our dwelling place. Immediately after Jesus told about that faithful and wise servant, in Matthew 24, the wise and faithful servant's ministry ended. Yes, the Lord was telling us about that faithful and wise servant and also the evil servant. Read it again, ponder over it, make it your own, and I'm sure you'll appreciate it more than ever before. Then immediately Jesus opened his mouth and he says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. The emphatic diaclone tells us at that time shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. When did that take place? Right after the wise and faithful servant. Read it again. You'll be surprised. At that time, then, the parable chiefly applies down here. My dearly beloved in Christ, we read in 2 John, the 8th verse, just the 1 chapter, look to yourselves that ye receive a full reward. A full reward? Yes, this full reward has been promised by our loving Heavenly Father. In Corinthians, the 1 Corinthians 3, 13 and 35, I wish to read that. Verses. Every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward, full reward, of course. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, oh yes, yet so as by fire. Wise and foolish virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were wise had oil in their vessels. Yes, and their lamps were trimmed and burning. They that were foolish had no oil in their vessels. The words of Jesus. All 10 virgins are admonished to fight the good fight of faith. Why are we admonished at this convention to fight the good fight of faith? That ye may receive a full reward. Yes, we're admonished to run, to obtain, pressing down upon the mark, the 4th quarter mark, for the prize of the high calling of God which is in Christ Jesus. Why press down upon that mark, that you may receive a full reward? Yes, and we're asked to lay aside every weight. Every weight. Yes, why? Oh, you know why. That we may receive a full reward. We are to strive to enter, to be filled with the Spirit. Why? That we may receive that full reward. Yes, we are to be faithful unto death. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life. That's the full reward, isn't it? It doesn't say, be thou faithful until death, but unto the sacrificial death. All 10 virgins are pure in heart. No one in the Bible could become a virgin unless they were begotten of the Holy Spirit and set in the body of Christ. They are all virgins. 10 virgins, all fully consecrated to the Lord. All begotten of the Holy Spirit. Not born of the Spirit, but a beginning. A begettal begotten. By his word of truth begat he us. It wouldn't do to say that I'm born of the Spirit. If I did, I'd be greater than Jesus was. When Jesus was here in his ministry from the River Jordan under the cross, was he born of the Spirit? Why, no, of course not. He was begotten. God's only begotten Son. It's like the human family. First, there's a beginning, a begettal, a quickening, and after a while, there's a birth. So it is with the Christian. A begotten, a beginning, a quickening, an energizing. Then comes the birth. So finally Jesus was born on the highest plane. And so it is with all those that made a full unreserved consecration. They're begotten of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that came upon the Master at the River Jordan. We heard much of that this morning in our baptismal service. How beautiful. The Holy Spirit came upon Jesus and then down to those that you saw this morning. Pray too that the Holy Spirit will come upon them. Therefore, St. Paul said, by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. That's the body of Christ. Not many spirits, but one Spirit that came upon the Master. 5 of these 10 virgins were foolish. One translation gives it they were silly. And I think sometimes how silly they are. How foolish. The foolish things they do. They became careless, our pastor said, and indifferent. And they like to slumber and sleep. Hebrews 2:15. And they're all their lifetime in fear of death, sacrificial death. Don't want the sacrificial death. They're subject to bondage. Who? The foolish virgins. The great multitude, if you please, and I'll prove it. The great multitude, foolish virgins. They're in bondage, yes. Oh, how many are in bondage? Bondage to a theory, perhaps, or an idea, or in bondage to a leader, or some movement, something new. They become ideas that are now passing through the continent. My privilege to serve in Canada and the United States know how many ideas that men get. Remember, in one place, brother who was a loyal, faithful, consecrated brother at one time, now has so many different ideas. I wonder. He said that Adam was never Eve's husband, but that God married Eve. Another one out west said there'd be no sisters in the kingdom. Just sons of God, brethren. All the ideas. One can be in bondage to an idea while the wise virgins are bond slaves and servants of their head. Bond slaves to Jesus Christ. Yes, and this is all the freedom and liberty we have as members of the body of Christ, this divine family you heard about today. The only freedom and liberty you have is that you're a bond slave to Christ. No head of your own. Jesus is the head to the church, which is his body. In Ephesians 6:19-20, we read that we're bond slaves to Christ, bond slaves to the mystery of the gospel of Christ. That's what I want to be, don't you? That's all the freedom and liberty we have. Remember the tabernacle picture? The goat, the humanity, the human nature of the new creation. Where was the new creation? The under priest in the holy of the tabernacle. There, upon that altar, was their humanity, their human nature. And it must be consumed. What did you think of that goat? If it would leap off on that altar and go over there and eat some green grass. Scapegoat represents foolish, silly virgin. How silly it would be to try to get off on the altar and have your liberty and jump over the fence. Foolish virgin. Yes, we are bond slaves. Christ. The foolish virgins must be handed over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh. Why? Why? That their spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 5:5. What will be saved? Their spirit. And then they'll be spiritual. That's right. Who told you they'd be in earthly class? No such a thing taught in the Bible. Men spreading around the country these false ideas. Great multitude will be handed over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh, that their spirit might be saved. Then they'll be before the throne. Where? Serving in his temple continually. How could they serve in his temple unless they were spiritual? Read Revelation 7 once more. The great multitude will serve in his temple continually, and ye are the temple of the living God. There will be the temple class. There will be the great multitude serving in that temple, fearing you, not earthly. The foolish virgins are always compromising the truth, never established. My dearly beloved, I'm not 100 years old yet, but I can remember the time when they called the 6 volumes of scripture studies the Millennium Dawn, and you remember when they called them the Dawns especially. What book are you studying? Oh, we're studying the Dawn. Which one? The 5th or the 4th or the 3rd? They were called the Dawns, weren't they? And then, you know, there was a while we called them the Bible Keys. Right? You know that. Oh, what an expression. I wish they were called Bible Keys today. There's the treasure house. That book called the Bible. The wise virgins constantly use the Bible keys to unlock. To unlock, if you wish to know the truth, the harvest truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you'll use the Bible keys that God provided, not that some man provided or is trying to provide today. Bible key to unlock the treasure house. Why is it so many brethren are compromising the truth? Because they do not use the Bible keys. They are using something else. And those that do use the Bible keys, they use them to find fault and mistake. My dearly beloved, let us not become silly and foolish. Great God of the universe has set the table before us. Yes, he girded himself and he began to serve us. Table spread with all this food. A 7-course dinner. Think of it. You want to put the 8th course on that table? Don't. He used that faithful and wise servant to put on the 1st course, the tabernacle. Shadows of better sacrifices. What a course. Then he put on the 1st volume, the 2nd course, the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th. 7-course dinner. Isn't that right? It's still there on the table, isn't it? We're feasting at this convention on it. Think of all the side dishes he gave us. What a feast. And then in that parable in the 22nd chapter of Matthew in the 10th and 11th verse, he said, the king came in. Look out. He's present. Who told you he wasn't present? The king came in and he saw there a guest not having on the wedding garment. Then he said to that guest, friend, how camest thou in hither? Not having on the wedding garment. And he was speechless. Let us not try to walk around God's sanctuary with a chip on our shoulder with some newfangled ideas. Don't you do it. My dearly beloved, it's too serious. We're almost there. One more great overthrow, and we'll have that morning the prophet talked about. And I'm sure we all desire to receive a full reward. Oh, how often I meet them. One here yesterday ought to be ashamed of himself. Reach over the table, take some food off the table. This table I'm telling about. Make a sandwich of their own and go around and asking this brother and that brother, to eat of their sandwich. Don't you do it. Why? It's baloney. Take your Bible keys. Brethren, take your Bible keys. Stay at the table. Put your feet onto the table and stay there. Don't let someone come along and say, "Oh, taste my sandwich. Taste of my sandwich. Away with them." We're feeding upon the food that God placed upon that table. And oh, how it satisfies our longings. And nothing else can do. Yes, in bondage. Isn't that a pitiful condition? To be handed over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh? Who? The foolish virgins, the great multitude. Because they compromised the truth. They were careless and indifferent in spiritual things. Yes, and they lose their zeal for the harvest truth. That's right. In the sixth volume of Scripture Studies, page 707, we read that the foolish virgins will not have part in the first resurrection. They lose that great reward. The great reward is to have part in the first resurrection with the Lord. They're going to lose. Now I want to turn to Revelation 14. That beautiful setting which we learn to love. I knew nothing about it. I was an adult class in a Bible class. I didn't know anything about these things, and you didn't either. And the minister didn't know either. But when our pastor taught us how to study the Bible, then begin to rightly divide the word of truth and not the whole. And if you give up the scripture studies, you'll go right back where you were. Then you know it. My dearly beloved, and I looked and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. Zion stands on hills surrounded, Zion kept by a power divine. All their foes shall be confounded, though the world in arms combine. Happy Zion. And with him 144,000. Where? In Zion. Not down here, fleshly Israel. No such a thing. 144,000 having their father's name. Where? Written in their foreheads. Revelation 7:3, hold back, hold back, hold back the four winds until all of God's servants are sealed in their forehead. Not the fleshly Israel, but spiritual Israel. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Here it is. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And they sung, as it were, a new song, the song of Moses and the Lamb, before the throne and before the four living ones. Yes, the four living ones represent God, justice, wisdom, love, and power. And the elders. No man could learn that song, and you know it. You couldn't learn it until you made a full, unreserved consecration to the Lord. And until you become a virgin and begotten of the Holy Spirit, then you begin to learn that song. And if you're not careful, you become foolish, you lose that song. They were the only ones that could sing that song. They were redeemed from the earth. Redeemed where? From the earth. These are they which are not defiled with women. All of these facts. Back there, when our pastor came on the scene, the message was, come out of her, my people. Come out of nominal Zion. You don't have much of that anymore. But now, their son becoming defiled with women again, with all these foolish ideas. But these were not defiled with women. They are virgins, 10 wise virgins, not the fleshly house of Israel. Don't let anyone tell you that. That causes confusion. And these are they which follow the Lamb. Did the Jewish house follow the Lamb? No. No, not even today. They still despise the Lamb. Think. Why don't people think? They follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. They were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb, the bride, the wise virgins, and the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. How wonderful these things are to us tonight. In Revelation, or this afternoon, in Revelation 14, 1 to 5. My dearly beloved, it means faithfulness. Faithfulness unto death. As wise virgins whose lamps are trimmed and burning. In reprint of 1907, page 315, our pastor says, the majority of exhortations in the New Testament are addressed to the wise virgins. Then let us, as wise virgins, be diligent in doing the work that is left on this earth. Think of the work that's before us. I was surprised this time when I went to Canada. I only wish I could have stayed up there for a while. One place, there were 16 came together. By the Lord's grace, it was my privilege to organize them with one elder and a secretary. Then immediately they said, why don't you stay a week or two? We'll go over there. Another one said, we'll go over there. Another little town over here. Another place over there. Work. Everywhere. The work that's left to do, let us be wise. Let us not become foolish. Ye are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We must let our light shine before men. In Amos 9:13 we read about these wise virgins way back there in the Old Testament. Yes, they're found sowing seed for the millennium. Is that right? The plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the sower of seed, the treader of grease. What are they sowing seed for? What is the plowman? The great time of trouble. The plowshares are going very deep, aren't they? The undercrust is coming up and the upper crust is going under. While this fire is in the earth, you and I, as wise virgins, are sowing seed. Sowing seed for the millennium. Oh, how many now are acquainting themselves with the kingdom. Just as the Bible foretold. Zephaniah 2:3. Way down here, just before the battle, the final battle, that many would seek meekness and seek righteousness, that they may be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. How could anyone on this earth seek righteousness unless the wise virgins preach to them? We're going to preach all kinds of different ideas. Never be wise. No, that's the work of the wise virgin class, to preach the message of the incoming kingdom.
They're going to continue to do it until the dark night comes in which no man can work.
Then, friends, the Lord will have a class that he can take over into the kingdom. Why? They've been seeking meekness and seeking righteousness. They who have wrought the judgments of the Lord.
What does it mean to do the will of God? Oh, how many we find coming to the meetings now, asking for church talks and so on. What for? They're seeking for meekness and righteousness and seeking to do the will of God.
Friends, the Lord will be pleased to take them over there into the kingdom. Amos 9:13.
2 Peter 1:4, 7. These who are called a wise virgin class will have self-control.
Control self. Be able to control their hearts and their tongues and their minds.
The tongue is a very difficult member to control.
The foolish virgins are very, very careless about their tongue. Robes are spotted. And you know, I had to send a brother over to have my trousers pressed. Why? Well, they were all very much soiled and wrinkled. How would he get that wrinkle out of there? To use a hot iron, some kind of a solution, I guess. All the foolish virgins have the robes all wrinkled, all spotted, and it'll require something wanted. Yes, friends, it'll require something. They're going to come up out of great tribulation and wash their robes white in the blood of the Lamb.
I didn't put it in the Bible. You knew it was there. You can't change it. Don't you try to do it. You couldn't make an earthly class out of this. No how. Let us not try to change God's plans and God's purposes, my dearly beloved. They are undefiled by all these different movements, like new chronology and new light. Yes, the wise virgins give all diligence to make their calling and election sure. They do not allow any time so discord among the brethren. Proverbs 6:19. God hates those that have sowed discord among the brethren.
I didn't put it in there. My dearly beloved,
let us never be found sowing discord among the brethren.
Let us never try to break up a class and then steal the sheep. That would be a wolf in sheep's clothing. And that's being done too.
Steal sheep and organize a class and rule it themselves. My dearly beloved, isn't it time that we're waking up? You younger ones who have embraced the truth recently,
beware of these wolves in sheep's clothing.
The wise virgins do not seek to exalt themselves, but in true humility work out their own salvation with fear and trembling.
Let us put our all into this fight. Give all diligence to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth.
It will take all our love,
Godlikeness, to be approved as wise virgins.
He that exalteth himself shall be obeyed.
Look at these proud nations.
My, what humility it requires. God will bring them low, bring them down to the dust of the earth, like a steamroller rolling over them. Then perhaps some of them will cry to the living God. Yes, friends, pride. Oh, how proud as the nations are. But friends, they'll soon be brought low. How grand it is to see true humility among the brethren. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Humble yourself. Don't wait. God humbles you. No, if you do that, he'll crush you down to the earth, perhaps. Then you'll cry to the living God. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Be diligent. As wise the virgins. Here's a prayer I wish every one of you would offer frequently. Found in Psalm 71:1. Let us all pray. Lord, lead me never to be put to confusion. What a prayer. Isn't it sweet? And let us offer it constantly. Lord, let me never be put to confusion. What's confusion? Babylon. What's Babylon? Confusion. What's confusion? Babylon. Are you confused today? Don't you be confused. Get your Bible keys and lock the treasure house. Don't let someone come along and cause confusion. Don't you do it. Pray to the Lord. Lead me never to be put to confusion. What a prayer. Let us offer it constantly. Safeguard ourselves from confusion. Oh, we've been in confusion, haven't we? And now the Lord has brought us in this large place. Yes, and he's permitted us to sit in the banqueting hall. All illuminated. Jehovah God turned on the light, and the light shines upon their table. And when the Lord desires that you and I, sitting at this table, feasting upon his food, should have more light, he'll turn it on. We don't need any leaders to come around and try to turn on some light. Friends, that's confusion. Be careful. Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. Therefore, it be no strange thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness. Smooth tongue. Look out. Right? Right? Let us never be put to confusion. I'm not confused. I hope, friends, that we'll offer that prayer frequently. May it be our daily prayer. Let us be wise in making our calling and election sure. Never in all of the history of the church has there been so much confusion as there is today. Why? Friends, I want to call to mind a setting that we all love, in case I forget it. Malachi 3:16. They that reverence the Lord, who are they that reverence the Lord? Wise virgins. Sincerely, truly reverence the Lord. They that reverence the Lord speak often one to another. How do they do it? How do they do it? They come together often. Often to their meetings. Often to the conventions, often to their studies, as much as possible. I know there's times when you can't go, but as often as you can, they often speak one to another.
What are they talking about? Some new idea?
Why, of course not. That would cause confusion.
What are they talking about?
Oh, let us talk about that glory ladder that Brother Dyker was telling us about. Let us talk about the higher things, the nobler things. God's wisdom, His justice, His love, and His power. The great plan of the ages, the diversified wisdom of God.
They often spake one to another, and God hearkeneth. There's no reason why He would hearken if we're talking about foolish things, jesting, frivolities, and vain babbling. Oh, no, my dear beloved. God hearkens. Don't you believe that He's been hearkening and listening at this convention? I do.
I do, and I'll be so happy when the time comes that God will permit it, that I can be there when God begins to sing and ask them, would you love to hear God sing? I would. Wouldn't you? Yes, and it says that over the wise virgins He will joy over thee with singing. Would you like to hear Him begin an anthem and then all join in? Yes. The Lord Jesus comes with a wise virgin, His bride, and presents His bride to the Father. Think with me. Everything illuminated, grandest of all music, the angels arrayed in all their costliest robes. Then suddenly, God begin an anthem. All join in that anthem. That'd be grand. You love to hear God sing. He will joy over thee with singing. Then He will crown the wise virgins, the Lord Jesus and His bride, with glory, honor, and immortality.
Crown them!
Friends, what joy that will be!
Then look down here upon the earth. Isaiah 45, everything that hath breath shall praise God.
The trees breathe, the flowers breathe, everything that hath breath. For he cometh to judge the world in righteousness, and the people with His truth. And the trees clap their hands for joy, the curse will be removed. My dearly beloved, is this an incentive to righteousness? God is hearkening. And He heard. What did He hear? What did He hear? And He said something that's a blessing to me.
And a book of remembrance was written for whom?
For them
that thought upon His name. For them that reverenced Him. For them that often spake one to another. A book of remembrance is written.
There's the place to have your name written. A book of remembrance, the great memory of God for them. And then He said something which has taken place today, I believe.
They shall be mine, saith the Lord, in that day down here
at our convention in the presence of Christ. One passes beyond the veil, and the other one passes beyond the veil. Why?
To be caught up in the air with the Lord. To be caught up in the air with the Lord.
Well, then He's in the air. That's right. Then it's possible, isn't it? That's right. I believe that Sister Nelson was caught up in the air with the Lord. Don't you?
Then how could you deny the presence of Christ?
My dearly beloved, a book of remembrance is written for them.
They shall be mine, saith the Lord, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a father spareth his own son.
Oh, what a kind What a kind and merciful God we have. My dearly beloved, in this great act that's going to take place, Revelation 18, old Babylon shall be cast down like a millstone cast into the sea, never to return.
Never to return. If it were cast down in the past, then it must have returned.
Very powerful, yes. When it's cast down completely, it will never return.
How will it be cast down? With violence. With violence.
Have you seen it?
In this act, violence, the foolish virgins will be delivered by washing their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. It's in a symbolic expression, of course.
Fire. Fire.
That's blood. Look at the Lamb. Watch the Lamb. All going together in one. Isn't it? Now it's soft. And now it's usable. Now it's mellow. Take some of it and put it in your hand.
Oh, how soft. Just like velvet. Isn't it? Now you can use it. Usable. That's the way the people will be. That's why the Lord applies fire to us, to make us mellow, so he can use us in that glorious kingdom, to be a merciful high priest with our heads, to administer these blessings to humankind. Oh, you will say there's been much fire on the earth to the present time, but there's still more coming. Still more coming. The people shall be like the burnings of lime. He will take the stony heart out of man. Remember that? Place within him a heart of flesh. He'll make man more precious than fine gold, even the golden wedge of Ophir. If he could do that with a human family in advance of the world, what is he doing with us? Fire. Fire. Fire is high, friend, among us. Think it not strange. This fire, friends, is to refine. Yes, the Lord is creating a new creation. Something that never, never was created before. His masterpiece. And all the wise virgins will be there. The foolish virgins will be before the throne to serve in that temple, having washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's so much to this. My time has expired. I wish you would read once more 132nd Psalm. Romans 15 and 6, and I'll close. That we, who, the wise virgins, that we may with one mind, the mind of Christ, shall I say it, and one mouth glorify God. One mind, all, one mind. And friends, one mouth. Not a dozen mouths, or 100, but one mouth. One message. The truth. The harvest truth. One mind, one mouth, glorify God. That, friends, would be pleasing to our Heavenly Father. Let us pray that we'll never be put to confusion.
Let us pray that we may be faithful unto death and receive that full reward. May the Lord add it.